I want to finish up with ideas about solutions, and I want some real concrete solutions here. I want to read you a quote from two very good researchers, Dimitri Christakis and Fred Zimmerman, recently said, "Given the enormous influence that electronic media in all of its forms exerts on the lives of children, it is astonishing how little parents, researchers, and policymakers have been spurred to action." So I want to know, what action should we be spurred to?
I would say education, and primarily education, and the types of media literacy we referred to earlier that Craig talked about. I am not entirely sure regulation or governmental regulation works here. Certainly, I believe it could not work with the newer technologies. What's legal here or not legal here is not the same as in another country. The system is just a system which is going to be very difficult to regulate on that level, as it turns out. Rating systems are another issue. I'll let Craig handle that. But I think rating systems just haven't been as effective as they could be or should be. It has a lot to do with parents not using them. It also has a lot, I believe, with how those particular ratings are applied and who applies them. Given that, and given the rapid advancements in a lot of the technology and the easy access children are having to lots of images, whether it be violence, sex, advertising, whatever, it really does call for large-scale educational programs which really have to be directed at the particular issues we've been talking about. Again, I just don't see governments, industry dealing with this effectively.
The internet was set up essentially to be unregulatable.
And it is unregulatable in many ways.
Right. And I think people don't understand that. Craig, what do you think?
I agree with Ed, especially on the education aspect. Any solution or any set of solutions that might be proposed cannot succeed without a massive educational component. If people don't understand that there are harmful consequences of certain kinds of material, that there are beneficial consequences of other kinds of material, and that it is their responsibility to differentiate between the two and do something about it, especially as parents and as pediatricians or anyone who has anything to do with children and adolescents. Without the education component, anything else is doomed to fail. In terms of legislative kinds of actions, I never publicly discuss my personal views about whether it be laws restricting access of children to certain kinds of material. I've never done so, even though actually if you go on the internet and see what some of the critics say, you'd think that I was out there pounding the pavement for banning video games or something, which of course is ludicrous. But I think in addition to an education component, there have to be some ways of making the task of choosing a healthy media diet easier for parents than what it currently is. The rating systems really don't do the job. We've shown that E-rated video games, games that supposedly are appropriate for everyone, that many of them contain violent themes, and that even college students playing these cartoonish E-rated games show an increase in aggressive behavior after playing such a game. So the rating systems, as they currently exist, really aren't that helpful to parents. The V-chip isn't that helpful, especially if you don't know what it is or how to use it. And of course, it's TV show producers who decide what label or what category a given TV show is placed in. So I think in addition to the education component, we have to come up with some better tools. There are some good tools out there for internet screening, but they tend to not be used, just like the V-chip isn't really used. There has to be a massive re-education of society that basically says, these are real effects. these are something you can take control of, and these are something as a parent you should be taking control of. And maybe a lot of that education starts through pediatricians' offices, public service announcements. There may be a whole range of possibilities that have really never been attempted, at least not seriously.